Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All-time Halloween banger, Curtis. I mean, Ken. Curtis is Ken Laird this morning. Ken said he really liked the, I asked Ken, I saw him in the hallway, said he really liked the costume.
Yeah, I heard Greg liked it, so big fan.
That's not what he said.
I think Ken should come in and be Curtis for the last bit.
Yes, he should. So great job on the costumes, everybody, this morning. Happy Halloween. 1 week from tomorrow, it is an annual tradition here on the Greg Hill Show, and that is our lunch with a hero. Happens always on the Friday before Veterans Day. And we've added in a Flex Friday broadcast 1 week from tomorrow at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and in Stowe, my home continent of Stowe. And so you'll be able to enjoy while you're there for the show, which is open to every single one of you, over 66,000 square feet of incredible military artifacts and exhibits. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, I start to go into the old AAF phone number mode when I get to the 931-0937, then you can bring your hero to lunch with us after the broadcast at the 110 Grill. And we are celebrating the centennial birthday of Joe Landry, World War II veteran, who we met at last year's Lunch with a Hero at this Flex Friday broadcast at the American Heritage Museum. So come out and say happy birthday and thanks to Joe Landry and to all of the veterans who will be there with us. Now, this never happens, but during the break, Wiggy was telling me that he actually has flipped onto Chris Curtis's side when it comes to Drake May.
Yeah, I'm leaning.
So, Curtis suggested the other day that you might just sit Drake May for the rest of the season.
Why would you listen to him?
I thought that was an outrageous take, but now you're leaning in that direction suddenly?
I'm leaning in the direction of maybe sitting him definitely for this week, because I am now in the draft status movement. Like, where are the Patriots going to be when it comes to the draft? So can they potentially get the number one overall pick? And you sit him against the Titans, a team that they clearly could beat, because doesn't he give you the best chance of winning? Right? So if he does give you the best...
So you want to go with the guy who gives you the best chance of losing?
Yes. Right? Or at least this week, because then you're on the road against Chicago, and maybe if you play Drake May there, that's a game that you probably will still end up losing. When do we, as fans, get to... We need to start figuring out, okay, how can we get the number one overall pick?
Like, I guess it's just, what do you put more weight in? Would you rather have the number one pick or get Drake May to get more experience under his belt going into a season where we hope that he has better
people around him?
Can you do both? can you maybe sit him this week against the bad team and the Titans, play him next week against a good Chicago team where he's able to get his reps? You know, is there a way to kind of like do both? Or I know they always say like, oh, yeah, we're thinking about winning football games. But they, Elliot Wolf and them have to be thinking about the number one overall pick. And how much power comes
with
that.
I want Drake to have some, obviously I want Drake May to have the experience, but I want him to have some confidence. And he has not shown us that he's not confident at all. Right. He has not shown us that he's mentally weak, nothing like that. But I think going up against a team where he could win, I think only helps him to get to a better place. Like, I don't want to just throw him out there against really tough teams that they're going to get.
We're not talking about, and Wiggy and I agree on the sort of, I guess, the benching of him, but we disagree on why. I don't give a damn about where they pick. I hope that the team gets better. I hope that Jerod Mayo is shown to be the guy, because starting over again would really suck. And the only way you do that is if you show slow and steady improvement. I just would not in any way be anything but incredibly conservative when it comes to returning Drake May to the field. The proximity of concussions is not good, and cost-benefit analysis is how I live my life every day. What's the benefit? What's the cost? Think about the upside, think about the downside. The upside of one game's experience for Drake May versus the downside of immediate second concussion in 8 days makes the answer very easy for me. It's a no.
But he's moving, it seems like, pretty quickly through the protocol. Like,
what does that even mean?
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you. It's like, what the hell? That's just gobbledygook.
It seems like he's got to play.
But some people argue that we don't even know if he had an actual concussion last week.
Confirmed when he's in the protocol still on Wednesday. You wouldn't still be there if you didn't have one. And I think we would have found out if he didn't have one.
Did he practice yesterday?
I mean, he's a football player. Shouldn't he be playing football if he can play football?
Did he practice yesterday?
Yeah, for up to 30 minutes, which is what he's allowed.
Right, limited capacity.
Right, so doesn't it seem like he's more on par
the track to play.
Play, right?
What did Schefter say on the afternoon show?
Basically that he does not, I mean, I don't want to misquote him. The tenor of what he said was that he would be surprised if he played Sunday.
If you want to hear it. Yeah,
we can hear it. I think it's the kind of thing where, you'd like to get him back, but typically, most players don't make it back for the next week. And so it's just, if you look at it, I think the average return to play is about 8 days. And I think if you've got a young quarterback, you're going to be even more careful than normal. So I know he was listed as limited today, and I know there's a chance that he could make it back, and I know they'll give him every opportunity. But just on its surface, my general reaction would be, I probably would be a little surprised if he did make it back and clear through, but every player is different with every concussion protocol.
Well, then that's good. Then if he doesn't play this week, then you got Jacoby Brissett in there, which, you know, he doesn't give you as good of a chance to win the game as Drake May. And I know Curtis doesn't really subscribe to it, but we've always subscribed to draft positioning in the past. Why now we know?
Yeah, when you need a quarterback.
No, but still, just to have the number one overall pick, doesn't it create a great opportunity for you to have the ability to trade down, get other assets, get more draft picks, to be able to potentially, you know, move down, get another pick, and then potentially use that pick to trade for an established guy?
What happens Sunday if you need your emergency quarterback, Hunter Henry? Does he throw it to himself? Or?
Well, I was going to say, what an opportunity for the homecoming of Joe Milton.
Yeah, it's a
good
one.
Play to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Head to Tennessee, take on the Titans.
Right.
I mean, I think they win Sunday. I don't care who's a quarterback. The Titans, there is a big thing. My team, the Lions, me and Eminem, all in on Detroit.
All right.
The team that plays the Lions, the team that plays the Lions' last opponent is very successful in the NFL. There's something about the physical nature of Dan Campbell's kneecap-biting Lions that the teams that face them the following week have been really
6-0
this year. So look out for that.
But see, that's another point for me, at least, in the favor of playing Drake May, which is that if you don't have a loser mentality and you're not trying to lose for, you know, draft order, then you theoretically have a little bit of momentum from beating the Jets.
Right.
You don't want it to go away, you know, at the hands of Jacoby Brissett.
And it's the perfect chance to get Drake his first career win. Like, get his confidence up.
But do you think and when I say they, I don't mean Mayo. I think Elliot Wolf.
Okay, just Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, do you think...
Does he think that way?
Do you think he looks at it and goes, okay, you know, yeah, let's win 3, 4, maybe 5 games, or let's have a chance to have the number one overall pick?
Well, it's better for Elliot Wolf to have the number one overall pick.
Right.
So for him, but if you're Jerod Mayo, I think you're looking at winning football games this season,
but even
his
Jerod,
first season.
But even Jerod Mayo said... when we played that audio of him talking, we just want to get to the team that at the end of the season maybe could play spoiler, or we're a difficult team to
right,
play
but
against.
But he doesn't have a loser mentality that he's like, let's throw these games to get the
number one.
He's
not going to tell you that.
And why would Elliot Wolf want to have the worst team again? This is his team.
Last year it wasn't his team.
Okay, but this is his team and they got worse?
Well, this team and even
also,
Robert Kraft.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It was his team a little bit. He had a lot of say last year in who was on his team.
They won't let you believe that okay. Nobody had anything to do with last year but Bill. But didn't Robert Kraft even talk about it's really not important how many wins we get?
Yeah, but Jerod Mayo was on this very show.
Right.
Guaranteeing more than 4 wins.
Yeah, that was before the season started.
Yes.
But now you're sitting there, 2-6?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be thinking to yourself as a general manager that, all right, we're going to struggle this year, but if we could get the number one overall pick, what it gives us the ability to do?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Panthers are ahead of you, and they are horrendous. They're worse than you, by far. It's not even close.
Yeah, but they're only ahead of you by what, a game?
Currently, yeah. But I think also they have the strength of schedule advantage. So they would be, even if you were tied, they'd still get it.
See, I'm with Curtis. Like, I don't, as long as you're picking top five, like, I don't care.
I think it's a major difference between 1 and 3. Oh, 1 and 2.
If you're drafting a quarterback, but you're not.
No. Just even in drafts, because it allows you to do so many things. And if a team really wants a quarterback,
you got to go and get a left tackle.
Uh-huh.
And you should get that left tackle in free agency. Like, you have an S load of money. Like, that's how you should handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the same wide receiver, and then you give your pick to somebody who's dying for a quarterback if it's a top 3 pick, and mm-hmm. and get yourself I agree with Curtis. Like, you know, 1, 2, 3, whatever. It's not a ton of difference.
It's
there.
One no, thing if this
people
is week
give up
16
a haul.
And you're like, yeah, you know, we're like a game away from getting the first overall pick, but it's week 9.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? Why would you ever consider worrying about the first overall pick in week 9?
But there's a lot of fans who feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of...
You have the quarterback. You don't need to worry about that. There's other things to worry
about.
But
there are fans that want them to tank.
Can you show me the team that sucked for 3 straight years, drafted the top 5, and all of a sudden was a champion? That doesn't happen unless you land Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Like, that's not how you are at the ground floor. You should be building up, not absent an injury to Drake May for the remainder of the season. you should be able to improve, still draft in the top 10,
mm-hmm.
and improve your roster steadily.
But you haven't, when you're at a position where you have the draft, I would say, asset that people covet, it allows you to do maybe what the Texans did a couple years ago, where what they do, they traded down a little bit to pick up an extra pick. And
you can do that from the number three spot, though, Wiggy.
I understand you could do that from the number three spot, but remember, the quarterbacks this year, the quarterback class is not as great as in years past. So if you got the number one overall pick, maybe a team's willing that needs a quarterback is willing to come up to number one and give you a haul because there's not, you know,
or because the quarterback class is bad, nobody wants to come up, and then you're stuck there with the first overall pick, and you
right.
get nothing.
Right, but
like, what's the point of that?
But you're going to run into a team that might say, all right, we're sold on Shedeur Sanders. We're willing to do whatever it takes to get up to number one, because after him, it
But if they know other teams aren't going to draft him, then why do they need to come up that
well,
far?
I,
and also, you should listen to him. He's already 13 mock drafts in.
Yeah,
on,
you're right.
On next,
you know
next
it.
I just think that if you have...
Bad quarterback class, Sean.
Yeah, I would say yeah. not great, especially compared to this past one that we just had. Very, very bad.
And I got to tell you, Sean nailed AR-15. Anthony Richardson, I think next year's the year.
I just wait, Curtis.
Because all these top-rated quarterbacks get injured, get healthy, then get benched for their entire sophomore
Curtis,
season.
Everybody on the planet knew he was a project. Just wait.
So why isn't he playing so he gets better as a project?
Because the head coach is on the hot seat, and so he needs to win now. So he puts a guy in who gives him a better chance to win now, which is a mistake for the long term.
Is that all it is in your mind? We talked to Bill O'Brien about this, or are they just disgusted with the fact that he took him out?
No,
of
so like I think they're trying to send a message to Anthony Richardson about coming out of the game, like Jerod Mayo
should have.
For the
entire rest of the season, though?
No. I think he's just saying that to scare Anthony Richardson. I think Richardson's back in 2 or 3 weeks. Like, especially if Flacco goes out and gets bodied by the Vikings this week. Like, there's no way they keep rolling with him. Okay, like, if he wins, that's great for the coach because the coach wants to win now.
There's like, so like there is legitimately zero precedent for a guy in Anthony Richardson's position to be benched when healthy after getting injured in his rookie year, not because of another injury, but because of poor play.
I understand there's zero precedent, Curtis, but like at the same time, he's better. He's had 10 NFL games. He's better than Bryce Young. He's better than Jamarcus Russell. All of these guys, like those two guys have both played more games than him.
Better
like,
than Bryce better than, Young and Jamarcus
no,
Russell.
My point is
what
is
about
that,
Ryan Leaf?
And my point is that these coaches are being overreactionary. That's why I think it is clearly they're trying to send a message as a punishment, like you cannot take yourself off the field, and he'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yes.
I think that Shime nailed Drake May, and we should applaud
yes.
that.
Thank
but
you.
Not he, so much air.
Also
by the
Mac.
Way, Shime, I don't know if he saw this, he just trademarked AR-15-minute breather.
That's a good one. The, well done by you.
Very, very funny, although I hate guns.
All right, we'll be right back, Ken.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app